420 pages of introspective diagnosis, to use his own word. Introspective diagnosis, and his language is terse and rather interesting. Old Adam. You recognize the reference? Old Adam. That is the old Adam in the Christian. Yet unslain. He sticks like birdlime. Awfully hard to get rid of this thing that you attribute to the lower man when you want to live as the higher man. I'm not yet delivered from captivity to the world's spirit. No devil, he writes very tersely, these are different entries from different days, no devil like that in my own bosom. Still snappish. Very brittle. Feasted beyond the holy bounds. Well, anybody enjoys their food too much, he's a very, very much like the old Adam. Sin in smoking for mere pleasure, not for health. All right, if you do it for health, do it for mere pleasure, that won't do. Patients over-exercise in the detention, that is the non-payment of medical fees. Poor fellow, one of his patients didn't pay the fees. And he entertained a mood on that situation for which he repented in writing before he went to bed that night and entered it in his diary. Sinfully choleric on a slight provocation, angry. Sinfully angry on a light provocation. Do less in medicine and nature, saith the Lord, that is the natural world, and more in spiritual matters. Wrong balance. Suspected myself of rottenness of heart in robbing God of devotion for temporal converse. He said to himself, I oughtn't to have enjoyed a secular conversation so much. I must resign my studies which deal only with the body, doctor. Attended a feast, and not a word was spoken about Christ. Oh, my groveling tendency to the study of terrestrial matters. Scientific study. Many Quakers were very much interested in science. A fellow lived down in Maryland, northern Maryland, named Churchman. His father was one of these men. The boy was an outstanding scientist. He was one of the first members of the Russian Academy of Science from America, young colonial Quaker, and wrote on the magnetic needle. And his father, in his unpublished diary, says about this young boy, oh, that a right preparation may have been experienced after spending so much time in searching after certain secrets of nature which have been so much hidden. Interesting reflection on them. Trying to put things in the right proportion. He hoped, his father devoutly hoped, that the boy, although he was an outstanding scientist, had given sufficient attention to the things of the Spirit. I go on to John Ruddy. Weed me, O Lord, from the world and from the specious bitterings of natural science. Very much in arrears to my soul, but not to my body. A lively sense of death at hand. And so I visited my grave digger. Well, I guess you understand what I mean by morbid. Anything that would make him get out of his secular thought and think of divine things, including death. A very sobering thought. Certain, yes?
Could you try opening
the
door
again? Yes, I can. I think our neighbor's at the door. Certain words are characteristic of these writers. I mentioned just two of them. One is the word pure. Pure means, as these writers use it, both the Catholic and the Quaker, pure means without any taint of the secular world, divinely connected and associated. And the other one that I would quote is the word cumber. The word cumber, I guess you know, it means being encumbered, we use. It is used of too much involvement in the secular world. Used particularly of people in business. And they try to get out of the cumber of being in business. This agrees with what I said before about the tendency of the Quakers to make more money than they needed. And their one result was that they got quite wealthy. You read about all the wealthiest people in the town being Quakers. Well, I'm not surprised. So they tended to make money. This was a vicious circle because when they married in the society, they would marry other Quakers, and these other Quakers would be inherit money. The result is that the big industries, I'm thinking especially of the iron industry in Great Britain and the banking industry in Great Britain, was like some modern tendencies, by intermarriage, the lumping together of kindred industries till you got the great big combine. You've been watching in recent years the banks of America combined. Well, they did it in England, but they did it under Quaker auspices and for a different reason. They did it simply because this banking family and that banking family intermarried. And the whole joint business came to be one. Well, the word cumber is particularly used of preoccupation with secular things, especially business. And it's to escape the cumber was the wish of a conscientious, wise Quaker. Going back to the meaning for worship, you'll find when you read John Woolman's journal, which is in the required reading in the next week, that he is a good example of a lot of this. His journal is an introspective journal, and he uses the word pure, for instance, you'll notice. If you want to underline as you read along, just notice how frequently it occurs. And he also had this problem of too much business and got out from under. The Quakers had two ways of escaping the inevitable accumulation of wealth. One was to limit their business. Simply deliberately to say, we won't take on anymore. Here is a tempting chance to expand, and the Quakers just deliberately didn't. They had enough without, and they just didn't. And they used the time that was saved by having less business in activities for the Society of Friends and its social welfare, and its outside efforts for social welfare. A great many Friends retired from business completely. In the early Middle Age, they foresaw they had enough to live on, their children and their family. They didn't want to curse their children by leaving them much wealth, which was a distinct hindrance, they knew, to the spiritual development of children. And beyond a modest amount, they just quit. And the other thing they did, of course, was to give the money away in philanthropy. So it wasn't an incurable burden, this tendency to get rich. There were reasonable ways out, and the conscientious ones practiced those forms of escape. Another person who lived Before this period was over was a man whose name you will meet later, Elias Hicks, an American Quaker from Jericho, Long Island. John Woolman was an American Quaker from Mount Holly, New Jersey. These men in their diaries and in what they wrote reveal this inner quietism.